Sound Opinions is supported by Goose Island, pairing beer and music since 1988. Goose Island Beer Company, Chicago, Illinois. Listen critically, enjoy responsibly.
Oh Lord, won't you buy me a Mercedes Benz?
You're listening to Sound Opinions, and today we'll be doing a deep dive into the life and legacy of Janis Joplin. But first, some new music.
That is every hour from the new Kanye West album, Jesus is King. No introduction necessary for Kanye West, I assume, for most of our listeners.
Probably not.
Even if you haven't heard a note of Kanye's music, you probably heard one of his more recent pronouncements being bandied about on all sorts of talk radio shows.
Yeah, God help you if you're
on Twitter. Late-night television, yes, Twitter, social media, you name it. Lest we forget, he started his career with five pretty terrific records. I would say at least two masterpieces in that run from The College Dropout through My Beautiful Dark Twisted Fantasy in 2010. Lately more famous or infamous for the controversies in which he finds himself consistently embroiled, whether he's feuding with Taylor Swift, questioning the origins and impact of slavery, or loudly proclaiming as a hero an American president who has been roundly criticized for racist comments and policies. Now he's proclaiming that he's born again, Jim, in the Christian faith. He has said he will no longer make secular music. He has given us his first gospel rap album, Jesus is King. Here's a track from it, and then we're going to review it. It's called Selah, from Kanye West on Sound Opinions.
God is king, we the soldiers. Ultra beam out the solar. When I get to heaven's gates, I ain't gotta peek over, keeping perfect composure. When I scream at the chauffeur, I ain't mean, I'm just focused. Put a lean out slower, got us clean out of soda. Before the flood, people judge, they did the same thing to Noah. Everybody wanted Yandy, that Jesus Christ did the laundry. They say that we start on Monday, but the strong start on Sunday. Won't be in bondage to any man. John 8:33. We the descendants of Abraham. Yea, should be made free. John 8:36. To whom the Son set free is free indeed. He say the wretch like me.
Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah.
That is Selah from Kanye West's new album, Jesus is King. Greg, you said two masterpieces. I think all five.
Well,
of
yeah,
the first,
I would say
releases.
Really, really good or masterpieces. Yeah.
Really, just terrific records that stretch the boundaries of what hip hop is and can be. That having been said, he's had a difficult stretch for some time. I compare him to what John Lennon did for stretching the boundaries of rock and roll. Kanye West, and this is not hyperbole, has done for hip-hop. A lot of people still doubt that, but the evidence is in those records. Lennon had a tough period, too.
Mm-hmm.
Let me point you to 1970 and the John Lennon Plastic Ono Band record. He's doing Primal Scream therapy. He's all confused about his superstardom. All right, Kanye has a lot of stuff that you have got to tune out. If you can tune out the public persona, the hype, and everything else, this album is his first great one since the last two that were really amazing, My Dark Twisted Fantasy and 808s and Heartbreak. Musically, what he's doing here to incorporate hip-hop and singing trepidatiously, humor as well as heartfelt religious conviction. I will not question his new faith when he sings about the gospel is a hard road to follow, but it's saving him. I believe him. When he sings about the prosperity gospel, that God wants certain people to be rich, I have a little more trouble with that, okay? Mm. But I think for the most part, this is a really great album and his best in a very long time.
Well, I would say two things. One, people are making a big deal about being born again, right? But I think he's had religious references his music since the beginning.
I meant to say that. Jesus Walks is one of the best mergers of gospel and popular music ever.
You go back to the early part of his career with that song, Ultralight Beam, later on, Father Stretch My Hands, Part 1. The Life of Pablo was named after the prophet Paul, the biblical figure who had the religious conversion on the road to Damascus. This is Kanye's Road to Damascus album,
more so than that record.
As you said, he's extremely sincere, I believe, very earnest in the way he's using some of these gospel signifiers, you know, the gospel choirs that are on this record, the churchy keyboard chords. There's also gospel vocalist Fred Hammond guesting on this record.
I deserve all the criticism you get. If that's all the love you have, that's all you get.
I don't think it's a great Kanye record. I think it's a half-finished Kanye record. The track where he samples that track from The Whole Truth.
Yeah.
Can You Lose by Following God?
Tell me what your life like, turn it down a bright light. Driving with my dad and he told me it ain't Christ-like.
That to me is, in many ways, classic Kanye. The way he would use those old Dusty samples.
Yeah. The idea of having two guests on Use This Gospel clips, wonderful cutting-edge rappers, and Kenny G. I never thought I would say this sentence, Greg. I like the Kenny G sax solo.
I don't know if I can go that far, but the idea of merging clips and Kenny G on the same track, that is only Kanye
only
could probably
Kanye,
come up with that kind of an idea. But there's a lot of tracks on here that feel slapdash, unfinished, rushed. 12 songs in 27 minutes. He was working with it up until the end. Where is the work of art like My Beautiful Dark Twisted Fantasy? A fully formed, lush, beautifully constructed masterpiece of a record.
Perfect album.
He's not in that mode anymore. He seems to be putting out these projects kind of in a blur of inspiration and saying, here it is.
Like Lennon, Two Virgins, Plastic Ono
Band.
I'm not thinking about Beatles perfection. I'm letting it blurt. You know, I'm not saying this record is of a par with those first five masterpieces. It's the best he's given us in a while.
He's on the road to Damascus, but he hasn't reached Damascus yet. That's
well,
all
hallelujah.
I
hope he gets there.
Yeah. Nothing bothers me because I'm so happy. Like it does, but that means nothing. I got a face that gets me in trouble. I got a voice that does its damage. But I'm rescued now, and this is all in my head. I gotta win somehow and lose this mind instead. It's always working on finding my weakness. How I was made to feel and can't forget. Can't forget.
That is Help Me Lose My Mind, a track from the new album by Neil Young and Crazy Horse, Colorado. Greg, for any Neil Young fan, and really, if you like rock and roll over the last half century, you can't not be a Neil Young fan when you hear that he is back with Crazy Horse, albeit a slightly rejiggered Crazy Horse. Frank Pancho Sampedro has retired in his place. No slouch is Nils Lofgren. And one of the all-time best rhythm sections in history, Billy Talbot and Ralph Molina. We haven't had a Neil Young album with Crazy Horse since 2012, Psychedelic Pill. You know, who is Neil Young? I mean, he comes out of Canada as a preteen, had two passions, garage rock and playing folk clubs where he's meeting people like Joni Mitchell. The early Buffalo Springfield records, the birth of a solo career in 1969 that is now 39 albums deep, in between forays with the likes of Crosby, Stills, and Nash. You know, Neil has got a Neil sound, but he's also never stopped experimenting, whether it's with big blues band or electronic music. You never know what you're going to get from Neil Young. But when he says, I'm back with Crazy Horse, people have a certain expectation. I don't think we need more introduction. Let's dive into playing a track. We'll come back and give our opinions as lifelong Neil Young fans on Colorado. This is called Shut It Down on Sound Opinions.
Shut the whole system down. Have to shut the whole system down.
People are trying to save this earth from an ugly death.
Shut the whole system down.
People are trying to live working in a world to meet that threat.
Have to shut the whole system down.
All around the planet, there's a blindness that just can't see.
Have to shut the whole
That is Shut It Down from Neil Young with Crazy Horse, reunited yet again. Neil keeps returning to the well of Crazy Horse, which seems bottomless.
Yes.
You know, I compare it to a big slab of stone, and they're just carving away at the same yeah. song over and over yeah. again, and it's a great song.
It's a great song.
You know, you get that 13 minutes of She Showed Me Love, and it's you know, that's what people pay their money for. They yep. want to see that interplay. No, you can tell within a couple of notes of that craggy guitar that mm-hmm. this is Neil Young with that band. They've got to sound like no other. They're like a genre unto themselves. That said, Neil's been making political music for a long time.
Yes.
He has never made more obvious political music than he has right here in these most recent spate of albums. You know, he's really worried about the planet dying. I mean, that's yep. been a concern from day one. Go back to after the gold rush.
He's a hippie,
you know, he's
man.
Been talking about this
he's
stuff.
He's a hippie.
In a way that was really inventive. Here, it's pretty, you know, to the point where some of these lyrics are downright cheesy. I saw Mother Nature pushing Earth in a baby carriage.
Yeah.
What about the animals? What about the birds and bees?
We saw the polar bear. She floated on a piece of ice from another time.
On a piece of ice from another time.
Thank you for this observational, prose that you're giving us here, Neil. But these seem like manifestos that he should be reading from the street corner, shouting from the street corner. He's the, as he says in one song, I'm the cranky old white guy, you know,
yeah,
shouting
I'm an
at people,
old white man.
You know, and okay, I get that. That's part of the appeal here. He doesn't care what you think. This is what I feel. And that there is something to be said for Neil Young expressing himself so transparently. But I live for those guitar jams. I live for a song like, you know, Shut It Down.
Mm-hmm.
I live for the beauty of a song like I Do, where he says, why do I still believe in you?
Why do I believe in you?
Who's he addressing? A lover? God?
Yeah.
You know, somebody that let him down. Obviously, there's a lot of things on this planet that concern him.
Like the classic Rust Never Sleeps, there
yeah.
is a mix of acoustic, quiet
yeah.
Neil, and full-on, full-throttle Crazy Horse.
And I sort of give this a mixed review, Jim, in that sense. It's still great to see this band back together again. It's not the greatest Neil Young with Crazy Horse record, but it's a pretty good one.
Yeah, you know, look, he is cranky old Uncle Neil.
Yeah.
But when he's talking about himself being an old white man, he is wondering why his peers have sold this planet down the river, why the world is melting and
yeah.
the birds and the bees are both in peril. Let's not forget, he has a serious point. When the honeybees die, you know, like the entire ecosystem is screwed. You know, recorded 11 days pretty much live in the Rocky Mountains. I'm just glad to hear Neil fired up. He's found love again in his life, and I think the love songs, I Do in particular, are really beautiful. You know, he had a brush with an aneurysm and could have been dead. You know, is this ranking in the top 10, 15 Neil Young albums?
Mm.
No, but, you know, any Neil Young fan knows that the ultimate road trip album of all time is the three-album decade best of, right?
Right.
If you got Decade and you got Rust Never Sleeps, you have him up until about 1980. I maintain that of what he's given us lately, we could pick two or three or four songs from Colorado that would stand with the one or two or three others from each of the albums he's given us in the last 20 years and have another great decade.
Yeah.
As he sang many, many decades ago, long may he run. I'm glad the world has Neil Young still. But we want to hear from you. What do you think of the new music from Kanye and Neil Young and Crazy Horse? Call 888-859-1800 and leave a message with your thoughts and why. Or join the conversation with us on Facebook or Twitter. Coming up, we explore the life and musical impact of the legendary Janis Joplin. That's in a minute on Sound Opinions from WBEZ Chicago and PRX.
You might say that.